Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, this is like having a doubleheader. We have George Marshall here, the executive director of the Rhode Island International Film Festival, and we have the executive director of the Rhode Island Film and TV Office, Stephen Feinberg. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Great to be here, Mike. Great to be here.
Nice to have you both back in the studio at the same time talking about the wonderful world of movies and the Rhode Island International Film Festival. George, you've been a guest, I don't know, dozens of times on Conducting Conversations.
Fair amount.
And it's always fun to have you. Tonight we're going to talk about the new movies that are going to be getting awards, the scores, and the best songs, and things like that.
Yeah, actually we're going to be talking about the films that were nominated for Academy Awards. We'll be looking at best scores, and we'll be looking at films that had best songs. So we'll be sharing those with your listeners this evening.
Or viewers.
Or
Some people
too.
Look at the radio while they're listening.
Well, you never know.
This is the 90th annual Academy Awards.
90th annual, yep. And there's a lot of things that go on at the Academy Awards that we're going to get to talk about. And you have your own kind of version of the Academy Awards in Rhode Island.
Yes, we do. And that's something we've been doing now for almost 10 years, and it's called the Red Carpet Experience. It takes place this year at the Providence Biltmore Ballroom, the big gala ballroom, and we work with ABC, and we actually are able to not only have a meal and celebrate the Oscars, but we can watch the Oscars on a big screen and party with the folks down in out in California.
Look at that.
And you know what else is nice too? We also have the opportunity to celebrate local folks who have enhance the arts in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And Mike, if you don't mind, we would love to present you with a Producer Circle Award the night of the Oscars. Do you think you could join us?
An award for me?
It's a Producer Circle Award for providing great support of the arts of Rhode Island. And some of our previous winners have included the folks at Rhode Island PBS.
That's right.
And who are some of the other recipients?
Well, folks that have been very active in the film industry, people mm-hmm. in the arts industry, from actors, actresses,
right.
Down the line. Actually, it's a wonderful roster of folks who've made our lives better in the Ocean State.
Kathy Quinn, Dolores Grant, Viola's sister, and some wonderful people. And we'd like to include you in that.
I would be very honored to be anywhere near that group of people.
And you get a free meal too, Mike.
I don't have to buy a ticket. That's better.
Well, we'll be celebrating your work and also the work of many of the wonderful artists, including Richard Jenkins from Trinity Rep, who's up for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Right. Okay. Well, that's terrific. Well, thank you very much. It is quite an honor. I will look forward to it. I'll clear my calendar, as I say.
That'll be Sunday, March the 4th.
It's so nice to put you on the spot, Mike.
All right. Yeah. I was not expecting that at the beginning of the show, but here we go. Let's get back to the movies, I guess.
Yeah, the first film we're going to be listening to a piece of the score is called Dunkirk, and this is something that Stephen really loves, so I'm going to let him talk about the piece we're going to be playing and the background on the music itself.
I love the score. First, I don't know if you saw the movie, but the movie is visually stunning. There's not a lot of dialogue in it. It's directed by Christopher Nolan. The music was by Hans Zimmer. And, you know, these guys have been collaborating for years now. And one of the things that they tend to do together is Hans Zimmer will go off on his own and just start creating music. Mm-hmm. And what was very important for him when talking to Chris Nolan is he wanted something that was different, always trying to push the boundaries, and they did it again. And I love this score. My favorite track which I think is too long for us to share, is Supermarine. But I believe we're going to go to Variation 15, which is it's a shorter piece, but it encompasses a lot of the threads that are in that movie.
All right, we'll give it a listen.
Thank you.
very dynamic music, to say the least, and impressive. You know, one of the things that we talk about, Stephen, when you're here, is what's happening in the great Ocean State from your office, the Rhode Island TV and Film office, and you get to meet all these people. You've met everybody who's anybody.
We have a great time. We work very hard, diligently, 24/7. We've got a lot of different projects that we're juggling right now, and hope to be able to confirm quite a few of them. But one of them that we can confirm is a movie called Vault, V-A-U-L-T. Mm-hmm. It's about the abandoned vault heist that had happened in Providence in the, I believe it was 1975. It's being directed by Tom DiNucci. It's being produced by Chad Verde, executive produced by Martin Scorsese. Tommy is a director from Cranston who went to New England Tech. It stars Theo Rossi.
And I believe Chad Verde won an award a couple of years back.
Yes,
right,
yes, he did. Yes, he did.
We didn't get him the free meal, though, Mike.
He
had to pay for his
producers. He received. They both received Producer Circle Awards. It stars Theo Rossi, who's been on The Sons of Anarchy, and Burt Young. And we are scheduled to make another special announcement as to another role that's being played by a super actor. Hmm. But it's going to be filming in March and early April. They'll be filming at the Superman building. There's a whole vault down there. And they'll be filming at the Department of Corrections. So I recently went to do a scout at the prison. Everyone says hello.
Thank you.
And
I miss you, Mike.
All my friends.
They all say hello. They do listen to you on the radio every Sunday night. Yeah. And we will, we'll be making even more of a promotion in the next few days.
Excellent. The Vault. Can't wait for it. I remember seeing the Vinnie Paz movie on
Bleed for This.
Yeah, Bleed for This, and it was. Very interesting from a standpoint of a Rhode Island person, noticing where he was going and traveling and listening to the story that you lived. And this will be like The Vault, I guess.
Exactly.
I lived that also.
Right, right. And the script is very well written. I had the pleasure of reading it, and then we scouted locations. But it's very entertaining. I think the folks are going to really like it here in Rhode Island and nationally.
Excellent. All right, George, where are you going to take us next?
Well, we're
going
to be listening to a piece of the score from a film called Phantom Thread. The composer is a guy named Johnny Greenwood, who used to be with Radiohead. And what's interesting is he mixes his knowledge of pop with classic music and some minimalism as well, and a little bit of Beethoven. And the film itself is supposed to be Daniel Day-Lewis's swan song, his last film.
We hope not.
And exactly. But it's a fascinating piece because it deals with a romance between a celebrity dressmaker, Daniel Day-Lewis, and a former waitress, and the music just flows and ties it all together. So the piece that we're going to be listening to with this is called The House of Woodcock.
All right, we will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the George and Stephen Show.
Thank you.
We are back. I'm Mike Maino, talking with Steven Feinberg, the executive director of the Film and TV Office of Rhode Island, and George Marshall, the executive director of the Rhode Island International Film Festival, talking about this year's nominees for Best Song, Best Score, so forth and so on. George, where are we going to pick it up?
Our next piece is probably the most honored film right now in competition. It's called The Shape of Water, directed by Guillermo del Toro. And the film score is by Alexandre Desplat. And what's cool about this, it has a really nice kind of 40s, 50s feel, very French cafe. And that's kind of juxtaposed to a film set in the 1960s. Rhode Islanders should be really tickled because one of the actors in the film, Richard Jenkins, who used to work with Trinity Repertory Company, he's up for Best Supporting Actor. Mm-hmm. And so obviously we're going to be rooting for him when we do the red carpet experience on March 4th.
Right.
So the piece we're going to be looking at is actually the title theme, or what we're going to be listening to is the title theme. It's a sweet piece. I think people will want to buy the score after they listen to this.
And Guillermo del Toro said his inspiration came from the movie The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what it reminds me of every time I've seen the trailers. I haven't seen the movie yet, right. So I don't want to spoil it.
But he said his love of that character inspired him to create The Shape of Water.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, we have a connection to this because one of the folks we work with, distributors, is Fox Searchlight, and when they were trying to build momentum for this, we were able to do the premier Rhode Island screening of it in December. So we have a little tie to it, and they were nice enough to send us a lot of swag from the film, which folks will discover at our red carpet experience.
Oh.
Yes. And I have a personal connection. My personal connection is I once dated a girl who looked like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
I knew he was going.
That was December, Stephen.
But your friends, it's a December romance.
But your friends don't talk about it, Stephen.
Right. But we'll just listen to the music.
Listen to the music.
And use our imagination.
Thank you.
About what Stephen's so old girlfriend scary. Looked like.
Thank you.
God, it's Darth Vader.
I'm trying to set you up.
Oh, you have. You right, have. I knew exactly who it was. We're doing charades here in your studio.
All right. Take us to one of the all-time largest grossing series of movies, right?
Yes.
Ever.
Yes. And this film worldwide has already grossed $1.3 billion.
Billion.
Billion, as in boy. B as in boy.
Wow.
It's amazing because the film in the U.S. has had a lot of controversy because of fans who have been tied to the series for so long had expectations that were dashed because what they thought was going to happen, it didn't, which is what a film should be. It should be something unexpected instead of what you want it to be. The film, of course, we're talking about is Star Wars, The Last Jedi. And spoiler, Luke Skywalker dies.
Why
no.
would you tell everybody
no,
that?
No, he no. doesn't. No.
Well, the film's going to be coming out sometime
no,
soon.
No, he doesn't die. Skywalker
he changes
die.
Forms.
He changes right. forms.
That's it.
He
okay,
becomes Stephen Feinberg.
No, he doesn't right. die. Harrison Ford died in the last film.
No, I thought that. No, I thought that. What's her name died?
No, she didn't die either. Nobody's dying.
Nobody dies. So, Stephen, tell us about what we're going to be listening to. So, the film is by the music is by John Williams.
John Williams, the maestro, 85 years old, greatest composer for film ever, in my opinion. Amongst the many other giants. But what was really great when he was asked if he wanted to do the score to this movie, he said he fell in love with the Daisy Ridley actress in the character of Rey, and he didn't want anyone else to compose music for her. So he did the music for The Last Jedi. It's wonderful. And what I loved is he started to bring in those themes from episode 4, 5, and 6, The New Hope, and Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, and he brought those all in, and it is beautiful. And the fact that this guy's 85 years old, still on his game, and every time he comes into town, I go see him. I love him.
And the theme we're going to be playing here, the piece is called Peace and Purpose.
Thank you.
We're trying to get a lot of music in and a lot of conversation as well with two of my favorite guests, George and Stephen, but I'm going to ask you both to make this one quick because we want to get this next piece in before the next commercial break. Tell us what you have.
Well, the final score that we're going to be playing is called Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Long name for a film title. It stars Frances McDormand. The music is by Carter Burwell, and the story deals with a mother who rents three billboards to call attention to her daughter's unsolved murder. It's actually a controversial movie, but it's amazingly well done, and the piece we're going to be listening to is Mildred Goes to War.
There you go. And Stephen, Frances McDormand was famed McDormand. For Fargo, right?
Yes, she's married to one of the Coen brothers, and Carter Burwell is the composer who has done films for the Coen brothers.
Okay, we'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with George Marshall and Stephen Feinberg, and talking about the upcoming Academy Awards and the categories of Best Film Score, which we've covered in the first two segments, and now we're going to go to Best Song from a Film.
Exactly. There are five nominations. I'll just list them for you. Mighty River from Mudbound, Mystery of Love from Call Me By Your Name, Remember Me from Coco, Stand Up for Something from Marshall, and This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. We're going to be listening to three of the pieces today, and we're going to start off with Mystery of Love from Call Me By Your Name. It's very new agey, at least from my standards, and the composer is a fellow named Sufjan Stevens, who's very popular in the arts world.
And the screenplay was by James Ivory, who is also an acclaimed director. If you remember the Merchant Ivory films, he did Room with a View, My Beautiful Laundrette, I believe... some of the other ones escape me, but we actually gave him an award last summer when he was he came to the Jane Pickens Theater.
Okay, in Newport.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's give this a listen.
Thank you.
We're going to change gears significantly, I believe, and go to this next film.
Well, this next piece is from an animated film that is nominated for Best Animated Feature. It's a Disney film called Coco.
Coco.
And what's amazing about this film is that it has resonated so much within not only the Hispanic community, but believe it or not, it's doing great sales in China because it deals with the sense of family and the importance of family. So the song that we're going to present here is called Remember Me. It's by Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez, the folks that gave us the music from Frozen. And the piece you're going to be playing is actually the end credit music, now, which is a more up-tempo version.
Now, this is like set against the Day of the Dead in Mexico, right?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'm excited to see it.
All right. Well, so it's animated, so you probably don't know any of the stars, like all the other movies that you know all these people.
No, but I heard Coco is hot.
Right.
She's 90-some years old, but that's okay.
Okay.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me, though I have to travel far. Remember me, each time you hear a sad guitar. Know that I'm with you the only way that I can be. Until you're in my arms again. Remember me. Recuérdame.
Si en tu mente vivo estoy.
Recuérdame.
Mis sueños yo te doy. Te llevo en y te acompañaré. Unidos en nuestra canción, contigo ahí estaré.
Recuérdame.
Si sola crees estar.
Recuérdame.
Y mi cantar te irá a abrazar. Aún en la distancia nunca vayas a olvidar que yo contigo siempre voy.
Let the music play. Keep our love alive, I'll never fade away. If you close your eyes and let the music play. Keep our love alive, I'll never fade away. If you close your eyes and let the music play. Keep our love alive, I'll never fade away. Remember me, for I will soon be gone. Remember me, and let the love we have live on. And know that I'm with you the only way that I can be. So until you're in my arms again, remember me. Remember me.
Well, gentlemen, we have one more song to listen to, which I am very excited about. It's called This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. I want to hear all about that. But before we get there, we have a chance to just wrap this up a little bit. Let's talk about the awards themselves, maybe other categories, things that are going on, people that Stephen has dinner with all the time.
My folks say hello.
By the way, I just got it. Coco.
Hot.
She's hot. Hot Coco. I get it. All right. That's good. Now, let's talk about some of the other awards that are coming up.
Well, I mean, aside from the Oscar nomination, the major films that are out there, we've got 7 films from the festival that premiered at our festival. And the most notable that we're really proud of is a film called The Silent Child. It's out of England. We had the world premiere. The entire cast and crew were with us during the festival. And they're keeping us informed as they go through the Oscar journey, which is very exciting. They just finished the Oscar lunch about a week or so ago, and they got to meet Steven Spielberg. It's just a whirlwind adventure for really nice people. And it's about this young kid who's 6 years old and deaf. And what makes the film powerful is a story that you don't normally see, and it's played by a young girl who is really deaf.
And the actress and the filmmaker are a couple, and it was so well done. The story so well told, cinematically beautiful, and it really got a great response at the festival when we had the opening night at PPAC.
Yeah, it did, and
they flew in from London.
Yep. And now they've had a whirlwind tour across the globe as people are discovering this really sweet film. And it was cool, too. After they got the nomination, that's when the director proposed.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What a deal. What a country.
Yeah.
All right. What about other things that are up?
Well, the other thing we should really promote is the fact that people can go to our Oscar event if they'd like to. You can go online at rhodeislandfilmfest.org, and you can actually discover how to get tickets and find out about it. The folks we're going to be honoring, including you, Mike, they can actually get the chance to meet you. So if you haven't met Mike Maino, come to the Red Carpet Experience up in Providence. That's March 4th. Doors open at 5:30, and we'll be at the Providence Biltmore Hotel.
Upstairs?
Upstairs in the Grand Ballroom.
Beautiful. We were going to be giving awards. There is going to be some wonderful items that people can bid on.
For the silent auction, real film items with real signatures.
If you're a relatively new Rhode Islander, you might not have had the chance to go to the upstairs 17th floor of the Biltmore. It's quite a place.
It's gorgeous, and what a great view of the city.
Yeah,
plus, ABC6 will be doing live coverage, so you get to meet those folks there.
Have a nice dinner. Watch the Oscars. There's going to be some local celebrities will be there. And it's a great event. I also want to make a point to George and I both produce and co-host a show called Double Feature, which is on Rhode Island PBS.
That's right.
And we've had some special guests like Karen Allen from Raiders of the Lost Ark and Starman. And most recently we had Douglas Trumbull, who's the visual effects wizard of 2001, A Space Odyssey, Blade Runner, Close Encounters, Star Trek The Motion Picture, and we do interviews with him and some fantastic films from around the world.
Yeah, we've been blessed this year with some amazing guests like Kevin Lima, who did Enchanted and Disney's animated Tarzan, Johnny Wilson, who did a lot of the work with the Marvel Universe, including most recently Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, all right. And that's available to people on
Friday nights at 8 o'clock.
Friday nights at 8 o'clock.
PBS. And it replays on Thursday nights at 10.
All right. There you go. There's a way for you to catch up with George and Stephen and what they do. All right. We have time for that one more piece of music that we promised. And tell us about this movie.
Well, the movie, The Greatest Showman, it's interesting because the film itself was kind of written off by Hollywood, and yet the word of mouth of it has been so good, and people are repeat visitors watching this movie. It's a feel-good movie. It's a sweet film. You get to see Hugh Jackman sing for real. It's not dubbed in. And the music itself is by the composers of La La Land and Evan Hansen on Broadway, Benj Pasek and Justin Paul. And what's nice about this is that the piece we're going to be playing, This Is Me, which was nominated, is an anthem. It's an anthem for all outcasts and people who are slightly different or think they're different or might be perceived as different. And yet it says, I matter. I count. I'm important. And what a nice way to send off our program than with this song, which should be more than anything an inspiration piece.
Absolutely. Well, once again, I thank you both for coming in this evening.
A pleasure.
George,
totally.
Nice to see you and Stephen. And it's one of those things where I don't know what to say about your offer. But I will be there for the red carpet night, and we'll see what happens.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say. We don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say. No one will love you as you are. But can break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send the blood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.